In Thailand today, Interpol launched the world's biggest project to help identify the dead from the tsunami. The giant database is centered on the resort island of Phuket and will be used to sort through dental records, fingerprints, and DNA. Thousands of people are still missing from the island nation. More than 5,000 people are officially registered as dead. At least half of the dead are tourists from Europe, other parts of Asia, and some from the U.S. And some local residents worry that foreigners may be getting more help and assistance than Thais. Duathli Saikatau reports from Phuket.
Thailand's top industry is tourism. The Land of Smiles, as the kingdom is known, is acclaimed for its hospitality, but for the last 2 weeks, its people have found it difficult to smile. They are mourning the loss of more than 2,500 Thais and almost an equal number of foreign tourists.
Phuket is my hometown, but it's destroyed. Many, many places now, no building. Have some people die on the beach, you know, dead on the beach. And I want to cry. I want to cry. Why? Why my hometown here?
Chick Sanay is a 24-year-old resident of Phuket. She said she feels very sorry for tourists who died while vacationing on this resort island. While surveying the devastation caused by the tsunami this week, she was in disbelief. Chick was a tour guide, but now she is a volunteer at the government-run hospital in Phuket. There, she said she learned from Thai tsunami victims that the care the government claimed it was giving to locals did not seem to reach many of them. And she said stories about missing locals were not getting as much news coverage as the death of foreigners. In fact, fishing villages like Ban Nam Ken were devastated by the tsunami, but weren't reported about until days after rescue teams had searched for bodies at five-star resorts. Khao Lak Beach in Phang Nga Province was a popular destination for Europeans. The Swedish ambassador to Thailand was heard telling reporters that in the aftermath of the tsunami, foreign tourists were cared for inside the hospitals while Thais remained outside the facilities. On the grounds of this Buddhist temple called Wat Yan Yao, the head forensic scientist here said Thais were not being refrigerated or iced for identification purposes, only foreigners. Thailand's government spokesperson Chakrapo Penke said in a phone interview from Bangkok that this is a tragedy never experienced in Thailand. He said the Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat made it clear from the beginning that the basis for treating people would be equal. But Terry Skavdal, the UN's regional disaster response advisor, says there were disparities, but that's not the case now.
It is a concern which I think one should address, in fact, because, you know, we are speaking about different culture. But let me state something. In the work now, which is going on, there is no discrimination. We have started to look now into the forensic world. Thai and foreigners are dealt with in the same manner, with the same cultural awareness, the same dignity. Should be no difference on that.
Vice Governor of Phuket Province, Vinay Bopradit, agrees. He says that the government is looking after its people the best it can, and it is taking special care of foreigners affected by this calamity. He said many foreign governments have already expressed their thanks to Thailand for its efforts during such a difficult situation. The King of Sweden is planning a visit soon, reportedly to thank Thai leaders for their efforts in trying to locate more than 2,000 missing Swedes. There are systems in place to help local Thais. Money from around the Thai kingdom is pouring into the tsunami-hit region here in the south. Psychologists and counselors are being sent to every affected province to talk with locals who might be suffering emotionally. But cleanup is already underway to reconstruct the tourism industry. Thai volunteers are arriving from provinces around Thailand to help its own. Pirarot is from Bangkok. He is helping to sweep and clear the debris on Patong Beach.
The government said they going to help foreigner and local people in the same manner. Everybody the same, not only Thai people, but they worry about the traveler, the foreigner traveler. And they always take care and tell the division of helping to take care of foreigners, especially.
Tourists have begun to trickle back into Thailand. Some are here to help the country get back to what it once was, a popular tourist destination. For NPR News, I'm Duahli Sai Kow Tao in Phuket, Thailand.